I've had so many calls on parking right now. Like I was up early this morning striping my lot out back so I know what I have, and people are just calling me nonstop about parking. It's insane. Don't worry, people. There's plenty of parking. Don't let anybody kid you. I'm telling that from a parking lot owner. There's plenty of parking out here. There really is.
With the stadium, obviously, in its final year of construction, what are you expecting this year, maybe compared to last year, even the year before that?
You know, the big thing about this now is it's the last year of the stadium. So everybody and their brother wants to be out here, you know. Like, the last few years, we've had tons of people in the bar that didn't even have tickets to go to the games. But this year, it's going to be twice as much, I think, because of the fact that it's the last year of the stadium. I went to the very first game. I'm going to go to the very last game. That's going to be so cool, you know.
We've heard from a couple of different lot owners that maybe, you know, ensure people can stay at the lot over the course of the season, that some of them actually are filled up throughout the entirety of the season. How do you think that affects how parking may be down here come the whole season?
Well, we do some I call it VIP parking, where they pay me for the whole season. Mm-hmm. But I like to keep it open for people because sometimes they have nowhere to go. My problem is I got a big party going on up front, a big party going on in the back this game. So I'm kind of limited, but I'm still packing them in. It's crazy, you know. I don't believe there's a shortage of parking. I think they're just creating it. They really are, and I really don't believe there is one.
What did you learn from maybe the preseason game and the return of the blue and red that maybe was helpful for this year, especially with the last year's stadium construction and kind of getting prepared?
Well, like I said, everybody wants to be here for the last thing going on. But, you know, you bring that up, the blue and the red was a practice. I gave away free parking for that, and my neighbors didn't like me for it. But you know what? Everybody that parked in my lot ate afterwards. And on Kids Day, what I do is, if you have a kid in a car, you park for free. And it was I only did $20, but if you had a kid in the car, it was free. And I like to do that to give something back, because you got people that are going to, never went to a game before, they got free tickets, and now they come down here and somebody tries to soak them $60 to park their car for something like that.
So you're definitely expecting it to be maybe even more of a madhouse this year?
Oh, definitely, yeah. Yeah, with it being so early, with the game, even though the game's at 8 o'clock at night, 8:30 at night, whatever it is, they're still going to show up down here. I'll bet you people will be my lot at 6:30. I said I'm opening my lot at 8, but I'll be down here early, you know, just to give myself a little time to rope it all off and do what I got to do. But I'm expecting it to be insane. I really am. It's going to be nuts. I think it will.